to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat, green power, the lights and heat. We'll sing this song on repeat as we do our part for the world that we live in.
All right, for the purpose of the recording, I forgot to press record, so this is us saying hello. G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun.
Hi.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. There you go. Say names again now.
Hi, I'm
Hi, I'm Cool and I love you.
Oh, do you? That's nice. Cool, I'm G Factor. Right, let's go back to the show. Alba, mic's off.
I'm Earth, the planet that you're on, you know. But I'm not feeling so well. My temperature's rising, species are dying. Floods, droughts and fires, no longer surprising. I'm losing trees and my island slowly disappear. It's getting harder and harder to make a home for you here.
Hey Earth, let me break it down for him. We're making those greenhouse gases, trapping heat in the atmosphere. They come from cars and plastics, cows and factories here. We're burning oil and coal and all that natural gas, releasing carbon dioxide and methane and releasing them fast. But hey, folks gotta live, yeah.
People need to live, but look at what you give to the children after you. You need me, ooh, and I need you.
Hey, we'll stop chopping down our trees. We absorb carbon dioxide. We'll switch over to EVs. Our cardboard goes for a back ride. We'll stop using plastic things and take our own bags to the store. Let's change up the way we eat. A little less milk and meat.
Let's switch to renewable power. Unplug and take shorter showers. But please don't stop taking showers. That would be gross.
Stop chopping down our trees. Stop using plastic things. Carpool and drive EVs. And give back to the world that we're giving. Cut down the milk and meat. Green power, the lights and heat. And sing the song on repeat. To do our part for the world.
We can write our governments and tell them to change. They might say it's impossible, but we can hold them responsible
and help them to lead in cleaner energy.
What we do now will reverberate for centuries. We'll stop chopping down our trees, stop using plastic things. Carpool and drive EVs and give back to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat, green power, the lights and heat. We'll sing this song on repeat as we do our part for the world that we live in. We'll stop chopping down our trees, stop using plastic things. We'll carpool and drive EVs and give back to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat.
Right, there you go. So that's hopscotchsongs.com on YouTube. You can listen to all that stuff. So we did do the planet stuff before, because that's the theme. Space, But we have it at the moment. Right, I'm going to put another song on now, which is related to space, and then we can have a talk. Right, this is the band Space, and the song's called Neighbourhood. How about? Space Neighbourhood. Now we're going to do
Spaceman.
Yes, by, do you know who? What's that called? Can you read the word there?
Babylon.
Nearly. Babylon Zoo. Babylon Zoo. Right, microphone's on.
Yeah.
Babylon Zoo, Spaceman. What's the verdict, kids? What do you think of that song?
Not good.
Some people thought that when it first came out. Albert, what did you think?
A bit good.
A bit good. Okay. Now we're going to listen to... Can you read that, Albert?
Space Adventure to Saturn.
Ooh.
That's Dolphin one.
Baby Bus! Episode 6, Saturn Spaceship Race, Part 1.
Hello, Shub. Today is the fifth day of my space adventure with Titus. Yesterday we crashed on Jupiter. A whale, an alien named Juppy that looked like a whale rescued us. We used the Black Octopus's spaceship parts to repair our spaceship. We're continuing on our journey now. Our next stop is Saturn. I want to look for someone there.
Flight mode disengaged. Flight mode disengaged. We've flown through the asteroid belt and are about to reach Saturn.
Kirby, look! There's a halo around Saturn!
Oh, let me see. Oh, the book says that it is called Saturn's ring.
Kirby turned the pages of the book as he observed Saturn. Saturn was a yellow planet. From a distance, it looked like a huge egg yolk floating in space, with a hula hoop-like ring around it.
According to the book, Saturn's ring is not made of light, but of chunks of ice of different sizes.
Why is that, Kirby?
The book doesn't say. But I heard that it could be because there used to be a moon full of ice on the edge of Saturn. Later, the moon broke into pieces, and these broken pieces fly around Saturn, forming Saturn's ring.
Kirby looked at the ring outside the window, his eyes wide with wonder.
And Saturn's ring is a flying racetrack for spaceships. Every year, a spaceship race is held on the ring.
Oh, what? A spaceship racing competition? I want to join.
No, you can't.
The race this year just ended last month. And the book says that the environment of Saturn is similar to that of Jupiter. Both planets have lightning clouds. It's very dangerous to go to Saturn.
It has lightning, too? Our spaceship will be in big trouble if it gets struck by lightning again. Let's leave quickly.
Wait! Not yet. Titus, let's make a quick visit to Saturn's ring.
Uh-huh. Why?
Oh, you'll find out in a little while.
Spaceship preparing to land. Destination, Saturn's ring. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The spaceship slowly landed on a piece of ice. Titus and Kirby walked out of the hatch.
This is no fun. There's nothing here besides dirty rocks and ice. Kirby, let's get out of here. Kirby?
Titus turned around and saw Kirby looking here and there, like he was searching for someone.
Saturn!
Huh? That familiar voice. Could it be... Kirby?
Among the rocks, a big rock suddenly moved and opened its eyes.
Oh my! The rock's talking?
Oh, dear! The strangers!
Titus got a fright, and so did the big rock. Without waiting for Titus to take a better look, the big rock rolled into the heap of rocks. Titus couldn't tell which rock it was.
Kirby, did I scare that rock?
Titus, that rock's name is Saturn, my Saturnian friend. Even though Saturnian aliens are big, they're very shy. Saturn, don't be afraid. This is my friend. His name is Titus.
Really?
Really?
Saturn rolled out from the heap of rocks. He looked like a hard, heavy rock, but he spoke very softly.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid of strangers. But since you're Kirby's friend, I'm not afraid of you. Oh, have you come to Saturn to play?
No, Saturn. We're just passing by. Planet Darkness's Demon King is after us.
What?
Saturn was so scared when he heard about the Demon King that he started stammering.
Planet Darkness's Demon King is the most terrible, big villain in the whole solar system. If he chases you all the way here, I'll be turned to rock powder. What should I do?
Even if Planet Darkness's Demon King is very frightening, you still don't have to be so afraid. If the bad guys come here, you can just pretend to be a rock and stay very still.
That's right. If the people from Planet Darkness come, I'll pretend to be a rock.
Saturn shut his eyes and pretended to be an unmoving rock.
Saturn, you're really convincing. I can't even tell you're Saturn.
Yes, Saturn. Even if the people from Planet Darkness come, they won't recognize you.
At that moment, they heard a familiar voice from behind them.
Hey, why are the two of you staring at a rock? You dare to look down on us black octopuses? No. People from Planet Darkness!
Wow, there you go. What do you think of that space adventure story?
Hello.
Now we're going to do the best space video for kids. Let's explore space. So let's see what this is. Quick. Oh, I would decide to turn the microphone off. Right.
Hello.
Hello. The best space video for kids. Let's explore space. Educational video for children. So, you can just put this into YouTube and you can find this as well. Just put space kids. Right, let's see what it is.
Hi, boys and girls. Have you ever looked up at the night sky and wondered what exactly was up there? Today, we are going to learn about space and the planets that make up our solar system.
So, last night,
I am so happy.
It was last night on the notice board. Some people were commenting about a big, long streak of lights in the sky. And it was satellites. Lots and lots of satellites in the sky all next to each other. They made a big, long line in the sky. So there you go. I'll have to look out for it.
Good to have you here. Let's get started. Did you know that there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the beaches of Earth? That means there are over 1 billion trillion stars. Now, let's hop aboard a rocket ship and zoom into space, where we can get up close to the planets. All of the planets in our solar system orbit around the sun. The sun is actually a star. It is a very hot ball made up of gases and can get as hot as 3.5 million degrees. Our sun heats up the planets and provides us with light. Did you know that 1 million Earths could fit inside of the sun? The planet closest to the sun is Mercury. Mercury is also the smallest planet in our solar system. It has extreme temperature changes. It can be as hot as 840 degrees during the day and 275 degrees below zero at night. The second closest to the sun is Venus. Venus is the brightest planet and has more than 1,600 volcanoes. Venus also has very strong and fast winds, sometimes reaching up to 450 miles per hour. The third planet from the sun is our home planet, Earth. 70% of Earth's surface is covered in water. Earth is the only planet known to have life. This is because it has oxygen and water and doesn't get too hot or too cold. The fourth planet from the sun is Mars. Mars has a huge volcano that is 3 times the size of Mount Everest. It is named Olympus Mons and is the tallest peak of any of the planets. The fifth planet from the sun is Jupiter. Jupiter is so big, you could fit all of the planets in our solar system inside of it. There is a red spot on Jupiter that is actually a huge storm, 3 times the size of Earth. The sixth planet from the sun is Saturn. Saturn is the second biggest planet in our solar system. It has big rings made up of rocks and ice. These rings are huge. They're over 150,000 miles wide. The seventh planet is Uranus. Like Saturn, Uranus also has rings, just not quite as big. The eighth planet from the sun is Neptune. Neptune is a cold, icy planet because it is the farthest from the sun. Meteoroids are small pieces of rock or metal that have broken off from a comet or an asteroid. Astronauts get to do research up in space. While there, they live on board a space station. It is the biggest object ever flown in space and orbits the Earth 16 times a day. So much for exploring space with me today. And don't forget to check out our other fun educational videos at Clever Kids.
So, was that interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've had that.
Right. What else can you tell us about space, Abba? You've just done it at school.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune has recently discovered... Neptune actually has a ring, a ring around it.
A ring around it. So it has a ring around it. I didn't know. Was it Neptune or Uranus that had rings around it?
Uranus,
but that sounds a bit naughty, doesn't it?
Uranus.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, let's try this Space Nuts. Oh, that's really long. Don't look like that. Right, let's find a space song. What should we do for space?
Space.
Oh, I know, this one. Space. Right, mic's off, bit of David Bowie. Education for the
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Thank you. That was David Bowie's Space Oddity. Now we're going to do Johnson Crew. What's the song, Alba?
Space Cowboy.
Yep. Mic's off.
Space Cowboy. Space Cowboy. Space Cowboy. Howdy. Space Cowboy. Space Cowboy. Everything is good and more. I'm here again. Space Cowboy. He's bad.
That's a bit rubbish. Right, let's do the other one. The one we do know.
Everything is good and brown. Oh, I'm here again. With a sunshine smile upon my face, my friend, a glass at hand. And all my head ambitions have disappeared without a trace. I'm
Space Cowboy off of a space show theme. What are we going to finish with, Alba?
The Planet Song.
Yeah. Just so it's recorded, because we're...
We've all come from a place, the entire human race depends upon our planet, racing through outer space. And there are 8 planets that orbit around the sun. Come on,
someone will introduce you and name them one by one. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
I'm Mercury, the smallest planet you see. You humans could never live on me. My atmosphere's too thin and I orbit too fast. My days are long.
About 60 Earth days, as a matter of fact.
I am Venus, my atmosphere's super hot. I spin backwards in a way the Earth does not. I am closest to the Earth in distance and size. I have no moons, I hope you can sympathize.
I'm Earth, the planet that you're on, you know. I'm terrestrial but covered in H2O. I collide with things that I can't avoid, but my atmosphere protects me from meteoroids.
I'm Mars and you can jump higher on me because I have a third of Earth's gravity. I hear you plan to visit soon. I'll be your first destination since the moon.
I'm Jupiter with my 79 moon crew, like Io and S2003.
J2!
Yeah, you could say I have a pretty large girth. Here's a storm twice the size of your mama Earth.
Oh!
My name's Saturn, check out my pretty rings. These rings are a few of my favorite things. I'm a giant made of hydrogen and helium. And please stop hitting me with things.
My name's Uranus, and I'm a nice giant.
That's dope.
I was the first planet found with the telescope. I rotate backwards and on my side. I smell like rotten eggs, but that's just the hydrogen sulfide.
I'm Neptune, I'm the windiest planet around. I got supersonic winds that's faster than sound. An ice giant with 13 moons and a dark vortex that may go away soon. And I'm Pluto and I will not be forgotten.
Pluto, Pluto, Pluto. Beautiful, but yeah, we've been over this, and you're considered a dwarf planet these days, so...
Girl, I'm the biggest object in the Kuiper Belt.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars.
Jupiter, Jupiter,
Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
Sing along real strong for the next two.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars.
Yeah.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
And I guess not Pluto.
Good?
Yes.
Cool. Right. Do a jingle. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, bye.
Right, Cora. G Factor Junior is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favorite song.
Why not Wake Up Radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Now that's what I call music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music. From 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio.